This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Sponsored by Callisto.fm. Do you produce shows for the internet? Do you really know if anyone is watching or listening? Find out soon at Callisto.fm/beta to sign up and be the first to find out what happens after the download.
I know who these folks are. This is Z Boost, and we've got Sharon coming on board, I believe. And let me help you with your mic here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So, Sharon, you've got some Z Boost products. This is something new this year.
It is. We actually have two new products. Let me tell your viewers a little bit about what we do first.
Sure, sure. Can we go to a wide shot, please? There you go.
There. Yep.
Okay. Well, my company is YX, WI-EX, and we make a line of cell phone signal boosters. And if you have ever experienced drop calls, missed calls, slow data, the frustration of having a wonderful brand new smartphone that isn't so smart because you don't have signal, it's very frustrating.
Yep.
So that's what our products resolve. We have a whole line of products that meet different needs, different carriers, et cetera. So what we're introducing at this show, which we're very excited about, is our first 4G product, and it's called the Z Boost 4GV, the V for Verizon, because this covers the Verizon LTE. And basically, we started with them because they have over 200 million users on their network, so that's the largest footprint. This is just the first in the line of 4G products, so you'll be seeing many more. You'll be seeing dual band and tri band coming down the line. And then our other new product is Z Boost Z Force, which is for your car, which is very exciting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what's really great about it is it's only $99. So we worked really hard to get it under $100, making it very affordable. And basically, you just attach this little holder. We provide Velcro stickers to your dashboard. Your phone goes in here, and this does slide open.
So you I got an iPhone that's in a case already.
Let's try our Droid
so
X.
So it probably doesn't. Yeah. Oh, that one will fit.
Yeah, this one will definitely fit. And it just has to be close to it. It doesn't actually have to be in there. But we're really trying to promote the whole hands-free concept. And this, you know, if you put your phone on speaker, then you are hands-free.
Yep. So we're going to turn that around. Okay.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. And so basically, this is an antenna that goes on the outside of your car. It's magnetized.
Go ahead.
It's magnetized, and you can, you know, install it professionally by going under, you know, the different upholstery items, or you can just run it through the door.
Yep.
So depending on how you want to do it. But the other thing it does is there's...
Go ahead.
On the side, there's a USB port, so you can plug your USB port into it, and it'll charge your phone at the same time.
So that's a standard USB port, 5-volt.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then on this side, there's also a cigarette adapter that's included in the kit that you plug in, so you have constant power. But basically, what we're trying to resolve is 65% of users across carriers report that they have cell phone signal issues in their car and in their home. And we're trying to fix that for them. And if you're a teleworker or a small business owner and you depend on your phone for your business, you know. Yep.
If I'm driving in an area where it's known not to have signal, will this help?
Yes, it will. This will increase the signal up to 10 times. Near my home, there's a spot, I drop a call every single time. And, you know, I'm leaving the house, I make my call, and if I either have to hurry up and get off or I have to remember not to call until I get past that point. Also, driving rurally, you're going on a long trip. I live in Atlanta. If I'm heading down to the panhandle of Florida, you know, there's large areas of dead zones, and this helps dramatically.
It's going to help on both sides, both in terms of making the call and in terms of receiving calls.
Yes, yes. There's an uplink and a downlink, both directions.
One thing's, you know, and I have the same thing. I got the same problem, and I drop a call in the same spot every
firsthand.
Time. So it's kind of cool. I think what you've got here is probably a little amplifier in there. It helps get more signal in and everything else. So $99 on this product. What is the 4G?
This one is shipping second quarter, so it's not priced yet.
Okay.
It'll be around 200, 220 in that area. Our main product, the Z Boost Soho, which we've sold tens of thousands of, you can actually find that on Amazon.com for about $199. And without that product in my home, I could not work from home. We have no signal.
Is your antenna directional on that? In other words, does it really matter which way you aim that?
No, not on this one. It's
So it's an array.
Yes.
Okay.
It
now,
goes out in a
circular
pattern.
If I had a three-story building and I have a tenant on the basement floor, below ground level, almost no reception, is that going to help?
Yes, but what you have to do is be able to get the, there's another antenna.
I ask you all the tough questions.
No, that's not a tough question. That's a great question because basements are one of our prime areas.
I have
areas.
That exact situation,
yes.
Actually.
You have to be able to get the antenna outside or up in the attic, and we have 50 feet of cable.
So this would unscrew and it would attach the antenna portion of that, is that correct?
Oh, no, there's another,
yeah, okay. There's another
on
okay.
this end. Yeah, I didn't bring the whole thing. Okay. So there's coax cable that comes off of this end, attaches to an exterior antenna.
So that should be antenna. Outer window or up on the rooftop?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And it all comes as a kit, so you get everything you need. It's all packaged up together.
My, I have one of these at my house, the Soho.
Uh-huh.
My mom has one, and I could never talk to her on the cell before. So now we just, because we're on the same carrier, we I call her anytime. So it works out really well. They do work really well. And you have to do it. There is a little installation
yes,
involved.
Absolutely.
You know, so and you have to set it up right, and you need to make sure that you follow the instructions. You don't follow the instructions. It's not.
Now, do you have tech support?
Yes, I was just about to say that. We have wonderful tech support, and I highly recommend if you purchase the product, don't just say, oh, it's not working. If you're having an issue, call them. They understand where the towers are, which direction.
Now, is that free, toll-free tech
yes,
support?
Yes, absolutely.
That's a rare thing today, folks, as you know.
And they're all American. I mean, I know them personally.
Okay.
They're wonderful people, and they are where was I going? They understand, like, if it's near a piece of metal, that's not going to work. If you have windows that are framed in metal, that's going to be a problem.
If so you have it in an aluminum closet, for example.
Exactly. Yes, okay. Yes, if you put it in your safe. Anyways.
Very cool. So you can find it at www.wi-ex.com.
Exactly.
Yeah, so don't
exactly.
forget that dash in there, folks, wi-ex.com. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and showing this products. This here, I'm excited about.
I like
this
that
yes.
already.
The most,
that's
I'm really excited. The most
and the
about
price
this
point
here.
On it. Wow.
Yeah, $99.
Well, I did have
brilliant.
One other thing I meant
sure.
to mention.
Sure.
As we were going into the basement, we have another new product that I didn't bring. It's an expanded version of the Soho. It's called the Soho Extreme, and it covers up to 5,500 square feet.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
it's more the inner, inside workings are more industrial, and then it has a flat indoor antenna along with a much larger enhanced antenna for the roof. So the for the for
that's
the
great. I'm glad you mentioned that because I have that exact situation back in a office in Boston.
Okay, good.
And they just get zero. In fact, they're always complaining to the tenants. I can't use my cell phone.
Well,
that's
I'm sure
great.
We can work
and
something out.
And they're on Verizon, so that's great.
Okay, good. And that's actually dual band, so it doesn't
Excellent.
Have to be Verizon.
Better
yes.
yet.
Yes. Okay, great.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll
very nice.
Look to see what you got next year as well.
Okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thanks. Well, I'm.
Well, I learned something. That's great.
This is a great product. And I was actually trying to talk with the folks in the chat room. For some reason, our chat room was not refreshing, so I'm going to a different location to get it. If it isn't one thing, it's like this is like shakedown hour.
Well,
you
we're
know?
Getting the bugs out early in the morning. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And now this thing wants to play an ad, of course. So those of you on Ustream, you know that we're getting inundated with ads. Hey, while we're getting our next guest in here, one thing that we'll want to remember is that content creators like myself and, of course, like Don, analytics is what it's all about, and being able to see exactly how our audience is consuming
Critical.
Our content. It is, and we really want to stay abreast of that. Now, our friends at Clisto.fm are going to be coming out with a brand new analytics system. It's called basically their tagline is real-time media engagement analytics. And one of the things I thought was kind of cool was they said it's for after the download. Basically, they're going to measure what happens when the audience is after they've listened, how they're engaging with your stuff. They're going to be having they've got a trial available. Or actually, they're going to be coming into beta this spring.
Okay.
And if you want to get on that list to basically be given an opportunity to try this product, you got to go to clisto.fm/beta. That's clisto.fm/beta. So next up on our list is the folks from...
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.